It is a topic that we have talked about on numerous occasions over the last 10 to 15 years as the growth in renewables, particularly wind, has spread across Western Victoria. Well, there is some research that's been published. It's apparently a world first study done here in Australia, just across the border, and it's measured audible wind farm noises inside houses up to 3.5 kilometres from a wind farm. Now, to put it in context, there were 9 houses near a single older style wind farm in South Australia. That's the way this is described in this article. And the researchers are saying there needs to be further investigation. One of the things that's often referred to when we talk about wind farm noise and disruption or disturbance is infrasound. Now, that's not mentioned in the newspaper articles that I've seen. What is mentioned is amplitude modulation. So to explain what was looked at and what has been found, and I guess what hasn't been found, is Dr. Christy Hansen, a researcher with Flinders University. Christy Hansen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time this morning. Just explain, can you just briefly explain what you looked at and how you did some of this research?
So we basically did measurements back in 2013 near one particular wind farm at different houses located at different distances from that wind farm. And we measured the noise both inside and outside of their homes. And we ended up with quite a large data set. And in the end, we analysed over 8,700 noise samples, which were 10 minutes long. And from that analysis, we were mainly focusing on something which is referred to as amplitude modulation, which is the variation in the noise level with time. So basically, the noise level varies about once per second as the blades go around. And what we found is that this amplitude modulation of a low-frequency tone is occurring about 16% of the time indoors, up to 3.5 kilometres from the wind farm.
Okay, and that modulation is or the low frequency sound is about once per second, is that right, as the turbine blades turn?
Yeah, that's right. So for this particular wind farm, the blades go around at about 16 revs per minute, which means that they're passing the tower at approximately once every 1.25 seconds.
Okay. Amplitude modulation, as you refer to it, could it be also described as infrasound, or are they different things?
No, they're very different. Okay. And they shouldn't be confused. Infrasound occurs at frequencies below 20 hertz, and normally all of the wind farm noise measurements that I've seen, the infrasound has been well below the threshold of audibility.
So, Christy, yes. You're recording what sound can be detected. You're not recording the level of annoyance. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so it was simply to look at what sounds can and cannot be heard in homes near to a wind farm.
That's right.
The wind farm itself, how old is it?
So it was commissioned in 2010, which means that's when it started operating.
Okay.
So the wind farms, the wind turbines themselves would be maybe 2 or 3 years older than that.
So the reason I ask is because the turbines have become much bigger and the towers have become larger. So this at that age, this would be what, about the mid-size sort of in the development of wind farms in Australia?
So this particular wind farm, the wind turbines are 3 megawatt wind turbines.
Okay.
And these days wind turbines are probably ending up more than twice that size. So it's quite variable with the current construction, which turbines are being chosen. It depends on the location. So wind turbines are changing as they get larger. So they basically generate more low frequency noise. But according to the manufacturers, the A weighted levels are not changing as they get larger.
Okay. What do you, as a researcher, what do you take away from this, the information that you've recorded?
So more research needs to be done to work out how annoying this particular type of noise is and whether or not it's disruptive to sleep, and whether this and how many people this type of noise affects. So is it just a small proportion of people, or are quite a few people, enough people that this is a significant problem being affected by this type of noise? And in that case, it may be necessary to have another look at the current guidelines, because this particular wind farm is considered compliant according to those guidelines, and maybe they need some more consideration in the future.
What do we know about sleep disturbance and noise like this? Because as we said, and I just want to make this clear, you weren't looking at disturbance or annoyance as such, but there is research about sleep disturbance and the possibility from noise, is there not, Christy?
Yes, that's correct. So this is the type of noise we're talking about is relatively low-level noise. But on the other hand, it is changing with time. So because the noise level is changing over time, it's more likely to disturb sleep in that case. Well, I'm not a sleep expert, but from what I do know about sleep, if you have a change in noise, it's more likely to wake you up than if you have a continuous steady noise.
So have you analysed all your data, or is there more to be analysed still that you've recorded?
Yes, there's more to be analysed. So this data was only collected near a single wind farm, but we also have data collected near at least three other wind farms, and they were constructed at different times. So one, they were constructed between 2008 and 2017, so we have a wide range of wind farms and also different distances from those wind farms.
Mm. And Christy, you were on site doing some of the monitoring?
Yes, I was present for most of it.
Can I just ask, on a personal level, while you were there recording these sounds, could you hear them?
Sometimes. It depended on the conditions.
Okay. Was it annoying?
Potentially. I mean, it's hard to say when you go there and you install the instrumentation and you're only there for that time period, or only a few hours, compared to someone who lives with that noise and tries to sleep with that noise. It's quite a different situation.
Yeah, indeed. I can well imagine a short exposure or listening to it for a little while would be very different to having to live with it 24/7.
Yeah.
And just finally, just for clarity, because this can be such a contentious and controversial issue, who funded the research?
So the study, when we did the monitoring, that was funded by the ARC.
Mm-hmm.
That was a discovery grant. Currently, I'm working on another ARC project as a DECRA researcher. So again, that's funded by the ARC, and our future work, where we're going to be looking at how the noise impacts people's sleep, is funded by the NHMRC.
Okay. Good to talk to you, Christy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.